The campaign to save Heiko, a baboon from the Brno Zoo who was to have been deported for misconduct, appears to have done the trick. After two escapes from the zoo during which he managed to avoid his keepers for days on end, Heiko was to have been sent to a zoo elsewhere in Europe for his own safety and that of the public. But the baboon, who befriended many people during his outings and became something of a local hero, has aroused a wave of sympathy. Just hours after news of his planned banishment broke, his fans launched a campaign that many a politician might envy. Heiko's picture appeared on billboards, tea mugs, t-shirts and trinkets to raise awareness of his plight. Under growing public pressure, the zoo agreed to keep him if money could be raised for a new and safer enclosure. Money is now pouring into a bank account set up for that purpose, and seeing the advantages of having a mascot, the zoo has decided to start a breeding program for baboons. Plans are in motion for Heiko to get a mate, which, if she's half good-looking, should help keep him at home as well. It's not the kind of garden most people would admire. Instead of trees, shrubs and garden architecture, it's full of military vehicles, a Soviet MiG-23 fighter plane, a T-34 tank, armoured vehicles and other veterans acquired for the price of scrap metal after the Warsaw Pact was disbanded. The awesome collection belongs to three brothers, Karel, Jan and František Trlica, who share a passion for big machinery and are putting together their own open-air museum. Apart from veterans acquired from the Czechoslovak Army, they have a few American and British exhibits, including a Willys Jeep and a Bedford truck, which both served in World War II. There's also a bus, a crane, and several old motorcycles. Basically anything with an old motor, which the brothers are able to fix themselves. Most of their veterans are operable, and they bring them out once a year in June for a military parade of sorts, all except the fighter jet, that is. Apparently, putting them through their paces once a year is part of maintenance and helps keep them in working order. Well, let's hope that family never wages war against anyone in the village. Very few old veterans get thrown on the scrap heap in this country. The National Museum of Technology has just launched a money collection to help save a steam engine made in 1956, one of the last steam engines made for Czechoslovak railways. In its heyday, this technological wonder was highly prized, and in 1961 had the honor of transporting the Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev to a meeting in Vienna with the newly elected U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Because of its bright green color, the locomotive was dubbed the Frog and remained in active service until 1974, when it became part of the collection of the National Museum of Technology, only getting out on festive occasions after that. At the age of 50, the engine's steam boiler is in need of repair, to which end the public has been asked to contribute 2 million crowns. The Pelhřimov Museum of Records and Curiosities is currently exhibiting a unique tapestry made by an amateur, a 46-year-old machine engineer from Slovakia who was forced to spend 4 years at home after an accident, saw a gobelin or a tapestry maker on television and decided to try his hand at the art. First, he worked on Czech castles from picture postcards and caricatures that he liked in the daily papers. When he got the hang of it, he went for the ultimate challenge, a tapestry of the Last Supper, almost 2 meters by 135, which required over 1 million stitches and took him all of 9 years. Long before that, he went back to work again, but he was so into his new hobby that he spent every spare moment stitching away. On weekdays, he would spend 3 hours on average at his embroidery. On weekends, as many as 9 hours a day. And in order to relieve the fatigue, he learned to embroider equally well with both hands, which meant he needed fewer breaks. Clearly, men have many hidden talents that rarely come to light. A 30-year-old man from the town of Pardubice made headlines recently after breaking into a local pub, making himself a meal, serving himself a few drinks, and eventually calling the cops and a television crew to come and document the crime. The father of two was due to start serving a 2-month sentence for failing to pay alimony and decided he wanted to enjoy his last night of freedom and get a free ride to the jailhouse. The officers were not amused, and neither was the pub owner, who reported damage to the tune of 20,000 crowns. The Jewish festival of light, Hanukkah, started on Friday with a crowd of people turning up to see the lighting of a giant menorah on Prague's Balach Square. This year, the Jewish Museum in Prague contributed to the annual Hanukkah celebrations at the White House by loaning a precious menorah made in 1873 that is part of the museum's collection. The loan was agreed on earlier this year when the U.S. First Lady, Michelle Obama, viewed the collection of the Jewish Museum in Prague and was enchanted by the exhibit. The menorah belonged to a Jewish family who all perished in a concentration camp during the war, and this will be the first time it will be lit since leaving private hands.